John the Baptist is preparing the way of the Lord. And I mean, he's really doing it. It's not just some piece of, it's not a phrase that shows up in some piece of music or on the front of Christmas cards. John is really preparing the way for Jesus. He's preaching what they call a baptism of repentance. He's calling these people, he's getting them to look at their lives and to say, you need to do better. You need to turn your life around. And they're being baptized as a tangible sign of their commitment to do that. And if you think of it, is that not indeed a great preparation for the coming of Jesus? Because surely anyone that responded to John would have been in a much better place to respond to Jesus. Yeah, John is preparing the way for the Lord, but I spent the week then trying to wonder, well, what are we preparing for? What are we preparing for? I mean, like right now, I suspect many of us, most of us, maybe all of us, are preparing for December 25th. Which is a fine thing, but I would encourage you to take a moment to consider the amount of time, energy, and effort that we're putting into getting ready for December 25th. You know, depending on your circumstances, just the gifts alone, figuring out what to buy, buying them, getting them wrapped, maybe getting them shipped, that's quite an undertaking for some people. What are we preparing for? The Olympics are coming up in a couple months. You may know the Winter Olympics. It's always inspiring to watch those athletes and enjoy their successes, but you do have to wonder about their preparation. For some of these people, this is it. You know, like 4 years, maybe longer, of such great effort and focus for a contest. And hopefully, of course, several moments of glory, which may indeed turn into a livelihood, I don't know. I'm not suggesting that that's a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not suggesting getting ready for Christmas is a bad thing. I'm just thinking it's worth the question. Anthony Estraub, he's a seminarian for our diocese. Young man, you can see his picture out there on the poster out in the Northex. Anthony, a few years ago, was training to be a professional bicycle racer. He's really good, but at one point he got into a really, really bad wreck, nearly killed him. And as he was recovering, he said he had to sit there and ask himself, is this what he wanted to give his life to? Was it worth dying so that he could ride a bicycle? It's a really powerful question. For Anthony, the answer to that question was no. And God led him to the seminary. For other people, maybe an appropriate answer is yes. Again, I don't know. I just think what's at issue here is the question. I think it's worth asking. It is a crazy important question for the young people here today. You're still at that point where you have all those decisions in front of you. What are you going to give your life to? What are you preparing for? But even those of us that are a little older, there's still life ahead. I did find, though, that as important as I thought that topic was, it was a little up in the clouds, and I was kind of concerned. It was like, okay, well, what about now? What about the next couple weeks here before Christmas? Is there some way to embrace this idea of John the Baptist, of preparing the way of the Lord? I was helped by last Sunday night, the lesson that we did for the youth at the Life Teen gathering. Part of that lesson, we had the youth take a look at something that John the Baptist told his disciples later on. He said to them, I must decrease, and he, meaning Jesus, must increase. John was keenly aware at that moment that it was time for him, if you will, to walk off stage, that he no longer needed to be the central figure of spirituality in that day. He needed to back off so that the stage was clear for Jesus to come onto the stage. It's a remarkable bit of self-awareness and sacrifice even on John's part. We challenged the youth to try to figure out, well, is there something you can do in your life that would allow you to decrease a little bit so that God could increase in your life? That's a very tangible question. For a lot of reasons, I'm in the midst of sort of going through a lot of my stuff, doing a little spring cleaning, for lack of a better word. And I was reminded this week of something that I was told years ago, an observation of a wise man pointed out to me, how much time our things take up just in maintaining them. I mean, if you give thought to it, I mean, even the lowly toaster sitting on your countertop, it needs to be cleaned occasionally. You got to take the bottom of that thing off, shake out all the crumbs. I mean, like, a toaster takes up time. Clothes need to be washed. All our stuff just eats up time. And so I was thinking that, well, maybe in some small way, as I clear out a few things, maybe I gain a little time, because the stuff I give away, I don't have to take care of it anymore. And maybe that time could be used, you know, for something else. That time could be used to make God a little bigger. In my case, I'm feeling a need to do a little bit more quiet meditation. Money would be a good example of this. I know money's an awkward conversation for many people, but heck, any time that you decide that you don't want to spend a given amount of money on yourself, but spend it on somebody else or spend it for the benefit of God's kingdom, you're doing this. You're making yourself a little less. You're making God a little bigger. And a bunch of you must have done that this week. I know you didn't see the toys. They're cleaning them out as quick as they come in. But there is a raft of toys over in the youth center that have been given for people who did something like that. Anything related to our time. I know there are times when people will say to you, could you do this for me? And your reaction is, ah, oh, I cannot add one more thing. But maybe what John is saying to us is like, no, don't do that. Don't add one more thing. Why don't you give up something? So it was to make time to do the other thing. Maybe it's possible to give up something that is all about you in exchange for something that is about others. It's almost like we're making a trade, if you think about it. You're trading one thing for another. And at first, it may seem like it's a bad trade. You're giving up stuff about yourself, you know, stuff that's important to us, especially time. But I can't help but think that in the end, we get the best of the deal. We don't know a lot about John the Baptist. There's not a great deal in Scripture that tells us much about his life, but it would appear that it was relatively hard. It was a hard life. And he ends up in prison, and he ends up being killed. But still, I have to think that if John the Baptist just descended on us today and talked about his life, you would sense no regret. He'd have no regret about doing what he did, no regret about, if you will, giving his life, making his life smaller, giving his life away so that Jesus could be bigger. I hope that's encouraging to you. It's certainly encouraging to me. And I hope you really give this some thought. There's a couple weeks left in Advent. You know, two more candles. There's time for us to make our lives a little bit less so that God can be a little greater.